Monologues or Passages, Band 6, Passage 1. In summer, millions of people head to the beach. And while the ocean can be a great place to swim and play, it may also have another benefit. Some scientists think that waves could help make electricity. Most waves are created when winds blow across the ocean. The winds start out by making little ripples. But if they keep on blowing, those ripples get bigger and bigger and turn into waves. When waves come toward the shore, people can set up dams to block the water and send it through a large wheel called a turbine. The turbine can then power an electrical generator. The United States and a few other countries have started doing research on wave energy, and wave energy is already used in Scotland. The resource is huge, said Janet Swain of the World Watch Institute in Washington, D.C. We will never run out of wave power. Plus, wave energy does not create the same pollution as other energy sources, such as oil or coal. But there are some drawbacks. Swain said that wave power still costs too much money. She also said that its effects on marine animals are still unknown. Plus, wave power could interfere with fishing and boat traffic. With more research, however, many of these problems might be overcome, Swain said. Demand for energy to power our TVs and computers, drive our cars, and heat and cool our homes is rising rapidly throughout the world, Swain said. In the future, when you turn on a light switch, an ocean wave could be providing the electricity. MC, Question 1. What is the passage mainly about? Question 2. What is the correct order of the process of producing electricity? 1. Block the water. 2. Blow ripples into waves. 3. Power an electrical generator. 4. Send the water through a turbine. Question 3. In which of the following countries or places is the wave energy already used? Question 4. What is one of the disadvantages of wave energy according to the passage? Question 5. What is the speaker's attitude towards wave energy?